You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Have you ever tried to find out how much a medical procedure is going to cost before actually having the procedure? We've been exploring this issue here on The Pulse, and turns out it's really difficult.
So I called around to a lot of different hospitals to find out how much amniocentesis costs.
How much was the CT scan going to cost?
No one would tell me.
And the two nurses just looked at each other in shock, like, we don't know.
I ended up getting a bill a month later saying that it was $1,000 more.
It could put me in overdraft or serious financial difficulty.
Last week, we launched a new initiative called WHYY Price Check together with Clear Health Costs, and we're trying to create some transparency around pricing for medical procedures. Joining us now is reporter Alana Gordon, who is keeping track of this project for us. So, Alana, people can go online and put in information from their medical bills.
Absolutely. So we have a form at whyy.org/pricecheck where we're asking you to enter in some of what you were charged, what you paid for common medical procedures. There's an easy way to do that when you look at an insurance statement or a bill that you receive. And we started this last week, and already we've gotten over 80 responses.
And what are people sharing? What are some of the interesting things you're seeing?
So it's been really interesting. There's a range of medical procedures people are telling us about, whether that's an echocardiogram costing anywhere from $1,000 to $6,000, depending on where you go. Colonoscopies has also been really interesting. To start this off, we're really curious about colonoscopies and mammograms. They're just really common procedures. And for that, we've seen the price range anywhere from under $2,000 to nearly $8,000.
For a colonoscopy?
Yes. And now that's not necessarily what you paid, depending on your insurance and what it's covered. But pretty big difference.
And people can also use this site to kind of get a sense of what these procedures cost in our region.
Yeah, it's a searchable database. So Clear Health Costs has actually even surveyed providers and payers in the region for their pricing information. It can be really hard to get. So that's why it's also interesting to hear from you about your experience, what you were charged, what you paid, so we can all search that.
We're hoping that over 1,000 of you will participate by providing information. Again, you can do that at whyy.org/pricecheck, and it takes under 5 minutes. I've done it myself, so it's really quick. Alana, thank you so much. And we also have been getting some emails from people who are interested and have questions or stories to share. One of them came from Don Greenfield. He had an interesting experience with medical bills and a very good take on it, so we asked him to come to the studio.
Well, about a year or so ago, my wife had got sick and needed to go to the hospital. And it was one of those things we didn't shop around because we had to get in there right away. So when it was all done and she came out fine, the bill started to come in. And from the hospital or the other billing entities, it wasn't completely clear what was going on. So I went to my insurance company's website and looked at the explanation of benefits. And my eyes opened up and my jaw dropped. It was just excruciating level of detail. There was the operating room. There was the recovery room. There was the room and board, the pharmacy, medical supplies, sterile supplies. This is all on the explanation of benefits.
So this got Don Greenfield thinking, what if restaurants built like hospitals?
Get Well Food Services Incorporated would list the cheese quesadilla, 23 cents, French fries, 12 cents, apple juice, 9 cents. This is just the cost of the item. It's not what you are going to pay for it in the end. And down below, there's an entry for Dining Room Management Incorporated, where there's a dining room occupancy fee, 38 minutes at $3 an hour, total $1.90. A table, class 2, 4-seat capacity. The preparation costs 74 cents. The occupancy is $1.01. A surcharge for the window location is 44 cents. And so forth and so on. There's also a charge for your trip to the restroom, a standard stall fee, 74 cents, 29 cents for the flush, 18 cents for the soap, and 32 cents for the towel. Your total bill to Dining Room Management Incorporated is $9.22.
But that's not all. You'll also be billed for your use of plates, silverware, condiments, salt, pepper, and...
In the Dining Personnel Managers Incorporated portion of the bill, you have the waiter, whose name is Carrie Dishes, who charges 43 cents for greeting the diner, $1.46 for taking the order, $1.64 for serving the food, 62 cents to ask if everything's okay.
How's the Italian food in this restaurant?
Good.
Three water refills at 27 cents each, and a fee for delivering the bill and taking the payment. The cashier, who rings the order, charging 72 cents for that service and 32 cents for making change. Finally, there's the Culinary Facility Management Incorporated, who runs the facilities. There's a kitchen fee, 8.3 minutes at 5.43 per hour and so forth. A fuel surcharge, a charge for the pans, the frying oil. And at the bottom, it says, please pay $27.74 for this lunch that you've just had.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That'll be 62 cents. But how about a tip? Tip is not included, says Don. Don Greenfield emailed us after hearing about the WHYY Price Check Initiative, which is aimed at creating transparency around medical bills. You can participate as well at whyy.org/pricecheck.